With your permission. Yom Kippur is different than all the other Taniyot. Yom Kippur, the size of the food that we're not allowed to eat is the size of a date. The way it says in the Torah, "Ve'initem et nafshotechem," don't give you nefesh food. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that up to a size of a date is the size of an olive and a half. Less than that, if somebody had on Yom Kippur on purpose, he was not sick, he doesn't get carried. Machloket the Gemara, if Chatzi Shur Asum Matorah Mechachamim, if Hashem said less than this, don't eat, or only Chachamim said. But the way Hashem told Moshe on Hasinai, he told him, Yom Kippur, you should not eat a date. It means a piece of bread in the size of date. This is like about 40 grams. Kazayit is about 27 grams. And this is 40 grams. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said on Yom Kippur. That's the way it says in the Mishnah. The size on Yom Kippur is the size of a date. Again, less than this is also forbidden. But you don't, Chas Shalom, get karet for this. Karet means Hashem cuts the neshama off. Hashem cuts the neshama off if somebody on Yom Kippur is going to eat 40 grams of food. Or drink something equivalent to 40 grams. All the other things in the Torah, when the Torah says, don't eat, or the Taniyot HaChachamim made, Tisha B'Av, Shivasa B'Tammuz, Asara B'Tevet, Tzum Gedalia, Tanit Esther, all the Taniyot, the size is 27 grams. This is the size that HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns a person not to eat. For example, Hashem says in the Torah, don't eat non-kosher food. What is the minimum size that if a person eats, he gets punishment? The size is an olive. Olive is 27 grams. Achila, every time it says in the Torah, don't eat, or the Torah says eat. For example, you have to eat matzah on Pesach. How much matzah you have to eat? You have to eat at least 27 grams. 27 grams, it's called eating. When Hashem said eat, you got to eat 27 grams. When Hashem says don't eat, Hashem says don't eat 27 grams. Less than 27 grams, either, machloket the Gemara that Hashem said it's permitted, it's not called you ate, but Chachamim came and they said, don't. Maybe Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu also, please, they should not eat it. But the punishment is only from 27 grams and up. If somebody eats pea, chelev, that's the punishment is karet. How much he has to have, chas v'shalom, to get this punishment karet? 27 grams. There's no such thing size of 40 grams. This is the size of a date. The only time we find the size 40 gram is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur says the Mishnah, that's the halacha. The halacha is that if somebody eats on purpose, on Yom Kippur, less than 40 gram, he doesn't get this punishment called karet. Hashem does not kill him. Even though the whole Torah, the size of putting things in our mouth is 27 gram. Yom Kippur is different. The question is, why Hashem made it this way? Why Yom Kippur is different? It should be the same thing. If Hashem does not want me to eat non-kosher food, He says up to 27 grams, it's called you didn't eat. It's not, you didn't eat it. Yom Kippur is up to 40 grams, means you didn't eat. A Mishnah says on Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur is really one of the biggest holidays that we have. Lo ha'imiyu yamim tovim li'Israel, ketu be'avach Yom Kippur. Somebody wants to know what is Yom Kippur? Mishnah says it's a holiday. Chag Sameach. Chag Sameach. Like you say on Tu Be'av Chag Sameach, you should say on Yom Kippur Chag Sameach. The day, says the Mishnah, the girls used to go down to the vineyards and ask the boys to marry them. The question is, Yom Kippur. That's what you have to have in mind. Look for Shiduch. Says the Gemara, Mishon lo isha nifne lasham. If it doesn't have a wife, he goes to the vineyard. On Yom Kippur, after Musaf, that's where the girls used to go, and the boys used to follow them to the vineyard. Okay, marry me. They used to advertise themselves, the Gemara says. Says, this is my, I come from a good family, I come for this. And he says, please marry me. And the boys used to come and take them on Yom Kippur. This is doing Yom Kippur. What in Yom Kippur? It's called, that's a big holiday like Tu Be'av. It says bigger than Purim. Bigger than Hanukkah. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah was written after Hanukkah, after Purim. The biggest holiday is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, Yom Hadin. If it's Yom Hadin, what do you mean? You say it's a great day. It's one of the biggest day of the year. The second biggest day of the year after Tu Be'av. That's called Yom Kippur. Everybody knows Yom Kippur. Hashem signs His decisions that He made on Rosh Hashanah. He signs on Yom Kippur. He says, you tell me it's a holiday? Go to the vineyard. How can you go to the vineyard? Motzai Yom Kippur, says the Gemara, a person might hear in his ear a voice, a sound, it's called bat kol. Lech echol besimcha lachmecha. Go home, eat, be happy, drink happy. Kerek kvar ratza Hashem et ma'asecha. It's the pasuk. He says, go, enjoy yourself. I mean, enjoy myself. I don't enjoy yourself. I have to enjoy myself after the year passed. If the year passed, Baruch Hashem, and I'm alive, I enjoy myself. You don't know what's going to happen. What if you enjoy yourself? He says, after Yom Kippur just finished, I was standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ne'ila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew Sha'ar Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Arvit, Baruch Hashem, go home. Not because you're hungry and you go home. Says the Gemara, Hashem tells you, go home. Go enjoy the food. I love it. What do you mean you love it? Depends. It all depends. How did I do? If I did right, then Baruch Hashem, I go eat. Chas v'shalom, a person would have known that he would, Chas v'shalom, the same year he's going to depart. He's not going to be here. So what do you mean he goes home, he's going to be happy? What do you mean go home, he'll be happy? How are you going to be happy? This is silly. So you can go home, really, and this, you know what's going on in Shammai. Chatam Sofer knew what's in Shammai. Chatam Sofer, after Yom Kippur, he told his students, I was cleared on Yom Kippur, but I have to wait for Shana Rabbah. Yom Kippur, Baruch Hashem. Hashem brought me okay. But, lo aleinu lalechem, or Shana Rabbah, they ask Chatam Sofer, or Shana Rabbah, how did you do Shana Rabbah? He said, bon voyage. I'm going to Olam Haba. People think Hoshana Rabbah is a joke. People think Hoshana Rabbah is a custom. Chatam Sofer told his students, after Rosh Hashanah, I'm doing it right. After Yom Kippur, I was doing it right. Ke Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, he said to his students, I didn't do well. I'm going home. I'm going to Olam Haba. And he died right after Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Yom Kippur is a day of judgment. It's the Akadim who makes decision. The person can be happy, he goes home. Where are you going home? What do you mean you eat? You have to find out what's going on in Shamayim. If you don't know what's going on in Shamayim, how can you put things in your mouth? Can you imagine you, Chas Shalom, Chas Shalom, Nalein Alechem. Somebody appears in Supreme Court. Chas Shalom, who knows what they want to do to him? So the court is over. He's going home. He's having a party. Why are you having a party? The court is over. When court is over? Yeah. Next morning, you're going to be on the newspaper. And a few more days in Rikers Island. So how do you know? Says the Gemara, no. Lech echol besimcha lachmecha. Shtei inecha, says, go eat and drink. Ratza, kekva ratza Hashem et maasecha. Hashem loved what you did. So let's see. Let me hear. Let me hear the decision. Besides, what happened to Chatam Sofer? The whole thing is wrong. What do you mean? You hear, go home and eat, Hashem loves me. Here Chatam Sofer said, listen, we have to eat for Shana Rabbah. Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. And Chatam Sofer died after Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. He told his students, after Yom Kippur, I made it. It's okay. I'm clear. Rosh Hashanah Rabbah said, and he told them, I have to wait for Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. After Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, he passed away. So why do you eat after Yom Kippur? But if you know that you have to wait for Shana Rabbah, and Chatam Sofer did know, so what do you mean you ate? What do you eat? What kind of appetite you have? What you put in your mouth, if you don't know what is the gzardin, what's the decision? If you don't know what Hashem decided, how can you go and eat? What is it? It's a switch. See, in front of Yom Kippur, he cries. But Yom Kippur, he goes home and party. What a party for? How did you make a party? Yom Kippur is Yud B'Tishrei, the 10th day of Chodesh Tishrei. When we have Aseret Mitzvah, this is from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, 10 days. Yom Kippur is day number 10. Comes the Gemara and tells us why we have 10 days in Yom Kippur. Why? Only Aseret Mitzvah. Why Hashem made it this way? Why Aseret Mitzvah? Says the Gemara that in time of David HaMelech, David was running away for his life from Shaul. And Shaul was a little bit lulu in his head, wanted to kill David. And David was hiding in the desert, and was no associate, was no sharp delight, couldn't eat nothing. He knew there's a guy, a very rich person that has a lot of food. His name was Nabal HaKarmeli. He lived next to Carmel, maybe. David sent messengers over there to ask him to give him some food for himself and the people that accompanied him. Well, Nabal didn't want to give him. He said, I don't want to know from him. I'm not giving him. David wanted to go and kill him. Then Nabal's wife at the time was Abigail. She went towards David with some food. She gave him some raisins, some wine to his people. He said, this, my husband is a little bit cuckoo. Leave him alone. Says the Navi that after 10 days, Nabal died. Say, Chachamim, says the Gemara, somebody is going to ask you, why you have Asiret Yemei Teshuva? Why you have 10 days of Teshuva? Why? Why Hashem did not make it 5 days of Teshuva? Why Yom Kippur has to be the 10th day of Tishrei? Rosh Hashanah is the first. As we learn it from Nabal. What Nabal has to do with anything? Hashem killed Nabal exactly 10 days later to tell us from the time David requested the food until the death of this guy Nabal took 10 days. What this has to do with me, Teshuva? What it has to do with me? Because Nabal did not want to give food to David and David requested food and Nabal did not want to give it to him and Hashem killed Nabal after 10 days. Aseret Yemei Teshuva, and somebody's going to ask you, for what is Aseret Yemei Teshuva, Yud B'Tishrei Yom Kippur? Why Hashem made it this way? It says in the Torah, it says Yom Kippur the 10th. Well, in the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu knew it's going to be Nabal, and Nabal is a concept of Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Ari says Nabal is in Gan Eden, Nabal is Gilgul of Lavan, the same letters of Lavan, this is the same person. Anyway, concept, 10 days of Teshuva, you learn from this guy Nabal. But the question is over there, why Hashem left him to live for 10 days? He says, you learn from Nabal. Nabal lived 10 days after he refused to give food to David. So Hashem killed him after 10 days. Hashem should have killed him after 5 days. Why Hashem let him stay another 10 days? He says, he didn't want to give food to David. If death, the decision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is that Nabal should die because he didn't want to give David food, Let him die after 1 day, 5 days. Akadosh Baruch Hu said, no, 10 days, Naval. Okay, Hashem waited for Naval. He wrote Teshuvah for 10 days. He didn't do Teshuvah for 10 days. Hashem killed him. And again, the question is, why 10 days? What's the importance of it? You know, we say in Shacharit, in Ashrei Shevetecha, we say, Karov Hashem lechol korav, lechol ashe yikra'u ve'emet. Simple explanation of the sentence, Karov Hashem lechol korav. Hashem is close to all his ones, to all the ones that are calling upon him. Lechol ashe yikra'u ve'emet. The ones that call him truthfully. I know exactly what it means. Hashem is close to somebody. We say later in the Alleluia, Odua al Eretz v'shamayim. The glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Eretz v'shamayim. Odo al Eretz v'shamayim. Vayarem keren le'amo. Hashem raised his nation's Mashiach. Tila l'chol chasidav. Praise for all his chasidim of Hashem. Who are they? Livnei Israel. Am krovo, hallelujah. Am Israel, they're close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And comes the Rambam again, the Gemara says, you should know, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, somebody speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants from him something, the chances he should get it are much higher than the rest of the year. Sheneemah, says the Gemara, says it in the Navi, Dirshu Hashem B'Yimatzo, demand HaKadosh Baruch Hu while he's around. Kra'uhu biyoto karov. Call upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's close. Says the Rambam Halacha, as the Gemara says. Af al pi, even though, shetfilato shel adam mishmat, a person's tefillah could be heard by HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole year around. Aseret yemei tshuva, you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, much higher. Shenema, Hashem is close to you. Hashem is close to you. Hashem, what do you mean Hashem is close to me? Hashem is close to you in a certain tshuva. Why you feel Hashem is closer to you? I don't know. Maybe some people feel it. But that's what the Navi says. Comes Moshe Rabbeinu in Sefer Dvarim, he says, Omi goy gadol, we know what the big nation, Am Israel. Ashelo, Elokim krovim elav. Kashem Elokinu bechol korenu elav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to you. You know, in Hebrew, the word karov means two things. Means near, and means a close relative. People think, you know, Hashem is close to me. In the yeshiva, they said the Mashgiach, when he was a boy, was there in Yeshivat Hebron. In the middle of the night, he used to get up and he used to scream in the room. I don't know if he was up, was half up. Why Hashem is not close to him? This is not karov in Hebrew. Doesn't mean close. It means close also, but it means relative. It means a person, says Moshe Rabbeinu, says David HaMelech. Say Yeshayahu HaNavi. You have to be a relative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it means like this. You know, I don't know if you know or not. You can drive 100 miles on Midnight Road with no insurance, with no lights in the night. You won't get a ticket. You won't get a ticket. Policeman will, well, says, license registration, please. And you can pull out of your pocket something that has like a silver thing inside. On the silver thing, it says relative. If you're a relative of a policeman, your wife, your son, your cousin, you just have to pull out from your pocket. It's like a little wallet, and you have like a silver thing. It's not silver, it's probably, it looks like silver. I saw it. It says relative of the policeman. This is the gold what you have to get in America. You get this in America, you're covered. You can drive on the telephone, two phones in your hand. Nothing can happen to you. As long as you're a relative of the policeman. If you're a relative of the policeman, he won't dare to do anything to you. You're part of the family. By the way, this is the halacha for us also. Halacha for us in Shulchan Aruch, halacha for us. So a relative cannot be a judge, a relative cannot be a witness. It's not to be believed. Karov pasu le'edut. Doesn't matter. Can be Moshe, can be Aaron, can be the biggest rabbi. As if somebody comes in front of you, it says, oh, this is my cousin, this is my uncle, this is my father, this is my son. It says you cannot accept his testimony, and you cannot judge him if he is the one that brought to you. Because he's your relative. Your relative, they say, blood is not water. They say, if your relative, it doesn't matter what he did. He can be a murderer, can be anything. You will not give him the right punishment, or you will not judge him right. Because it's your relative. David HaMelech says, you know, Am Israel are in the stage, Am Krovo, hallelujah. You are a relative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Karov Hashem lechol korav, lechol Hashem krov bebet in Yisrael lekhamona. You say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very close. No, it's not very close. It's close because he is your relative. Since the idea is to become a relative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we covered. When Yom Kippur comes, the Baruch Hu wants to judge us. I say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sachbak, I'm your relative. If you're a relative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing can happen to you. You just have to know how to become a relative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the key is to become a relative. If you become a relative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is dirshu Hashem b'imatzo, kra'u b'yoto karob. Aseret yemei tshuva, you become a relative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer to you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer to you because he's relative, not because he's more here, more there. But it says, melech basadeh, melech ba'im, but the Zohar means, it means you become a relative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to become his relative. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu says in the Torah. Umi goy gadol, who is the big nation? Asher lo elokim krovim elav. That God is his relative. Ka'ashem elokinu b'chol karoinu elav. This is the test to see if you're a relative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean relative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Comes the Gemara and says like this. You should know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, he can do anything he wants. And he doesn't need from us any advice. But he did certain things in a certain way for us to learn certain things. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know. It says, Yeshayahu HaNavi. A sentence. Bitchu Badonai Adead. Trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu forever. Why? What do you mean forever? Ki veya Adonai tzur olamim. Because with Yud and Hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created worlds. It's a sentence in Sefer Yeshayahu. Comes the Gemara says, I want to explain to you what is the secret of it. What did Yeshayahu Navi want you to know? Ele, Toldot, Hashamayim, ואהרץ ביברם ביום ברו השם אלוקים ארץ ושמיים. בעזרת השם in 2 weeks פרשת בראשית. Comes the Torah and says, you know, אלה תולדות השמיים והארץ. So I want to tell you about creation. בהי ברם. If you look in the Torah, the letter of the word בהי ברם is small. בהי ברם means when they were created. Hashem created sky and earth. Fine. Somebody is going to ask you, can you explain to me a little bit about creation? So the Gemara, it's very dangerous to talk about this. Some people talk about the secret, how Hashem created, why did Hashem create it, and they became, chas v'shalom, crazy. They went to mental houses, and some of them died. Tanaim, Ben Zoma, Ben Azai, Ben Hei Hei. But the Gemara tells us, you should know. It says, Rish Lakish in Gemara. Rabbi Al-Nasi did not know what it means, and Rish Lakish explained to him. Told him, listen, I want to explain to you something. Kadosh Baruch Hu created this world with the letter Hey. What does it mean? It means like this. Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz, says the Zohar, Kadosh Baruch Hu took letters and created certain things. The Hebrew language has a tremendous power. It's called Book Sefer Yetzirah, Book of Creation. You want to make a table? You don't have to go buy to shop. You want an antique table? You want an antique carpet? Easy. Because $5, you can have antique carpet. The antique carpet is $10 million, maybe 50. There are some carpets, you know, they have numbers. I don't know if you know. It's only 11 like them on the all over the world. They have numbers and carpets. I don't know if you know. I was in Iran in the last life, I remember. You can have this carpet for $5. You just have to go buy a book. It's called Sefer Yetzirah. You go to Brooklyn, 13th Avenue, you say you want a book of creation. Book of creation, Avraham Avinu wrote it. With letters, you can create anything you want. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world. With letters. It's called Sefer Yetzirah, the book of creation. Gaon Mivilna, when he was 6 years old, he made a golem. He made a person on the floor. That person, in 1 second, would have stand up and could have fly. And his father came and says, what did you do? He says, nothing. I took this book. I went to Eichlein, 13th Avenue. I bought the Sefer Yetzirah. I made a person. Here he is. In 5 minutes, he stands up and he walks, he flies, he does everything. It's called the golem. It's easy. The only question is, what's going to happen to the person that does it? But to make it, it's easy. It's called the book of creation. The Gemara says, Chachamim, not once, got stuck in the desert. They had no food. They had this, they knew the book by heart. They said a few letters, and a cow came from Shamayim. The Gemara says, wheat come from Shamayim. Wheat can come from Shamayim, says the Gemara. For the Shtei Alechem, for the bread on Chag HaShavuot. Actually comes the Gemara and says, you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world with the letter Hey. Olam Abba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with the letter Yud. Sheneemar. Yishayahu HaNavi says, B'tchu V'Hashem Adead, trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki V'ya, Adonai, Tzu Olamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two worlds with two letters. This world with the letter Hey, the next world with the letter Yud. Yud. This is Yud B'Tishrei. Yud. 10. Number 10. Says the Gemara, Yud is the smallest letter. To tell you, in Olam Haba, there are only a few people over there. You go to Olam Haba, Mashiach will come, it's going to be Yom HaDin HaGadol, the biggest day of judgment. And it says it's going to be Olam Haba. Says the Gemara, don't expect to see too many people there. Like the letter Yud. Says the Gemara, is a small letter. The small amount of people will be able to be in Olam Haba. This world, Hashem created with the letter Hey. He says, what is Hey all about? He says, the Gemara, I'll tell you what it is. The letter Hey, if you remember how in Hebrew letter Hey is like a resh and a little thing. He says, the Gemara, I'll tell you why, what does it mean? It means Hashem said like this. And now I'm going to create a mankind. And he's going to be inside the hay. The world is like a hay. Like this, and like this. And the person is inside the hay. If he doesn't behave, he's sliding down. He's going to go down, 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 down. He's going to Gehenom Chas V'Shalom. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a letter hay. That while the man is going down, if he's going to do teshuva, then he's making a left, another left, another left, he comes back to the world. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the letter hay with two parts. One part is like this, and a small part like this. As if a person falls like this, and goes around, and he can come back to the world. That's the secret of this world. The secret of this world is teshuva. And because Hashem knew when he created us, that it's impossible to be in great neck to be tzaddik. Not even in Tel Aviv. But Hashem knows it's a possibility that if chas v'shalom, you can do teshuva, you can come back. Otherwise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have made this world with a letter chet. And you come down, down the drain to the sewer. Hashem made a split in the chet and made it into a hay. To tell us, he expects teshuva from us. So actually, it's like this. You all do know Hashem's name is a Yud and a Hay, Vav and a Hay. The first letter is Yud. This is Olam Haba. The second letter is Hay. Is Olam Hazeh, Ubale Teshuvah, Tudu Teshuvah Shelema. Says Ari, the word Teshuvah, if you split the word Teshuvah, after the bet, is Tashuv Hay. Come back to the Hay. Come back to creation. Come back to the world of Teshuvah. It's called Olam HaBina. And that's what Ari says, letter Hay. First letter is Hay is Bina. It means Olam HaTeshuvah. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The world stands on Teshuvah. Teshuvah was created before this world. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, He gave us the chance of Teshuvah. That's called HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world B'midat HaRachamim. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had mercy on us. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought Teshuvah is going to be very hard Teshuvah, Malchut. It's the last letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind and says, you know what? I created this world with Yud and Hey. It says Hey means Teshuvah. That's the purpose of creation. Hashem knew it's going to be very hard to stand over here, to stay over here, to be here, to dwell here. But Hashem also gave us a chance to Teshuvah. So the whole world that was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu was created on Rosh Hashanah. Mankind came to this world. He came to this world. He says, you came to the world of Teshuvah. That was the purpose of creation. Hashem took a letter from His name and used this letter. And if you do Teshuvah, you become a relative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you are in the same thing like Him. He has a hay, and you go into the hay. You're here on this world. You're here on this world. It's the world of Teshuvah. Teshuvah means letter hay, says Dari. That's what the Teshuvah. Tashuv hay. Go back to the hay. Go back. You're coming down. You're coming. You're seeing. You come down. Make a right and a right. Go all the way to the top. Go back to the world. It's called Olam HaTeshuvah. That it means you are the relative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because both HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you, both in the same letters, in the same letters called letterhead, is this world. But this is only one condition. It's Nabi Yeshayahu who says, the Gemara says, B'tchu v'Hashem adeh, trust Hashem. I trust Hashem. Ki v'yah Hashem tzulamim. You have to have in your head all the time. Hashem created this world with a hay, and gave you a chance to do teshuva. For what Hashem gave you the chance to do teshuva? For what? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Olam Haba with the letter Yud. Hashem wants to see if you know what is the purpose of this creation. Hashem created this world with the letter Hey. It means if Chas V'Shalom person sins, he can do teshuva. And then what? And then what? And then he knows that if he fixed here what he damaged, he fixed the letter Hey. He is together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Teshuvah. Then comes Olam Haba. Then you know why you're here. I'm here for Olam Haba. I'm not here for Olam Haza. Rachaman. Yechayenu. Yikravenu. Yemot HaMashiach. Yemot HaMikdash. Yechaya Olam Haba. Let's call Teshuvah. Teshuvah means that you fix the letter Hey, and you know the letter Hey resembles this world. But the purpose is to come to letter Yud. Olam Haba, Rabotai, says the Rambam, en achila, en shtia. Don't eat nothing. But you have your wife next to you. Better have the shalom bayit here, because otherwise you can have a hard time there. You better behave to your wife, says Ari, Zohar. Zohar says the person should not be by himself here, in this world. Chas shalolenu alechem. Zohar says, no good for you. You got to have a wife. You have to get a wife? For what? Every time I buy something, to you it turns. Why have to buy a wife? A special halakha on Yom Kippur. Very special, very strange, very special, if we may say. The Mishnah, Masechet Yom, halakha in the Rambam. Just the Gemara. Kohen HaGadol must have a wife on Yom Kippur. Must have a wife. He's not allowed to be with his wife. Shivat Yamim Kodim Yom Kippurim. 7 days before Yom Kippur. They tell the Kohen HaGadol, go. Nishkat Paledrin, go over there in the room. Stay over there. Holiness, nobody is allowed to touch him. Kohen HaGadol, on Yom Kippur, the Kapara of Am Israel. He's going to go to the Kodesh HaKodashim, Holiness. The holy of the holiest. He must have a wife at home. Kohen HaGadol used to live in Beit HaMikdash. He had an apartment. Upstairs, he used to be over there. And it says, 7 days before Yom Kippur, he used to leave his apartment. They put him in a room. In the Nishka. Nishka of Paladrin. Says, listen, you see your wife after Yom Kippur. Can't be with your wife. Stay away. But you must have a wife. Says the Gemishna, says the Gemara, what happened Yom Kippur? Kohen HaGadol got up in the morning. Alenu lalechem. His wife was 200 years old. She died. She died. They were Kohanim Gdolim. They were about 200 years old. Shimon HaTzadik was 120. In the second Beit HaMikdash. The first Beit HaMikdash maybe more than 120. But it doesn't matter. That's halacha. It doesn't matter how old you are. You Kohen HaGadol. You must have a wife on Yom Kippur. You got up in the morning on Yom Kippur, and your wife, Chas v'Shalom, went to Gan Eden, you can't be Kohen Gadol. They go appoint another Kohen, and say, you Kohen Gadol. I said, what's wrong with this guy? This is the holiest of the Kohen Gadol. 7 days, he separated from his wife, he was over there, he was the holiest of the holiest, Shimon HaTzadik. I said, you have to have a wife. You have to have a wife for what to have a wife? What have to have a wife? Enough, have a wife during the year. I need a wife on Yom Kippur. Halacha in the Torah. Shenemar v'chiper ba'do v'ad b'to, b'to ze ishto. One of the Chachamim says they had to prepare himself, to prepare the Kohen HaGadol, an option, and another wife. He says, in case he gets up in the morning, he should have a wife, but he should not have more than one wife. He should have another wife with the condition, with a tnai, in case my wife will die, I have another wife. So what do you need a wife for? Halacha. In the Mishnah, Pasuk in the Torah, Kohen HaGadol on Yom Kippur must have a wife. Why do you need a wife on Yom Kippur? You can't be with her anyway. You can't be in the same room with her. You have to be in a different place in your HaMikdash. Yom Kippur, Avotah, is called Shabbat Shabbaton. Shabbat Shabbaton. Two Shabbat. What do you mean two Shabbat? Let me tell you. The Gemara says Shabbat is Me'en Olam Haba. Multiplying the pleasure that a person has on Shabbat by 60 times, this is Olam Haba. Yom Kippur is called Shabbat Shabbaton. It means you are Ben Olam Haba. It means on Yom Kippur you can reach a level that you feel that you're in Olam Haba. I says, what? Hashem said, listen, I don't want you to eat on Yom Kippur. You know what Chachamim say? The Rambam says, Yom Kippur is different than all the other Ta'aniyot. All the other Ta'aniyot you're not allowed to eat because you got to suffer. You have to feel the whole day, I'm hungry. Good that you're hungry. because you suffer, because you have to remember what happened that day. That day was Tisha B'Av, that day was Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, this day was Shiva Asar B'Tevet, this day was Tom Gedalia. It says you have to feel that you suffer. Yom Kippur, the Rambam writes in his commentary, Nishbot Ma'achila. You know why you don't eat on Yom Kippur? Hashem does not want you to suffer. What the Torah says, Be'initem et nafshotechem, means it's a measurement what it means to eat on Yom Kippur. It's a different size. It's 40 grams. It's not 27 grams. On Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to eat 27 grams of food and up. On Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat from 40 grams and up. I said, what's the difference? Why? Why Hashem made it this way? Why Hashem made it that non-kosher food should not be eaten 27 grams and up? But Yom Kippur, up to 40 grams, you don't get karet, you don't get the punishment. Why Hashem made it this way? Because the Rambam writes, you should know. On Yom Kippur, Hashem said not to eat. It's very similar to what Moshe Rabbeinu did not eat in Shamayim. This is a level of Olam Haba. This is a level that you are Ben Olam Haba. Yom Kippur is the 10th day of Chodesh Tishrei. The letter Yud is number 10. Hashem gave 10 days to Mr. Naval to see if he's going to regret. This is because it takes you 10 days to reach the level that you understand when you do Teshuvah that the destination is Olam Haba. It's not the treasures that you have in your house, Mr. Naval, or the food that you have, and everything is for Olam Hazeh. It's a tool to get to Olam Haba. Hashem gives you something that via that thing you're going to get Olam Haba. Hashem gives you wealth. Hashem gives you a wife. It's because in Olam Haba, you sit at a table with your wife. But you're not going to eat. There's no food over there. This is the Rambam. There's no food in Olam Haba. You don't need to eat. You eat what angels eat. You eat spiritual food. Man. You eat man before it becomes man. Lechem, it's called lechem abirim achalish. It's energy. You eat energy. But you have to have your wife next to you because she is your neshama. She's part of you. She is your other half. You better behave to her. Yom Kippur, if a Kohen HaGadol does not have a wife, you cannot bring a kapara for Am Yisrael. Because the kapara means like this. I'm sorry. Hashem waves it. What's your next step? My next step, I tell you. Next step is Monday morning, I have an appointment with Macy's. Wasted Yom Kippur. What's my next step? Is Mashiach Bet HaMikdash Olam Haba. That's my next step. This Yom Kippur, you have to reach a level that you want Olam Haba. That's what you need. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created two Olamot. Olam Hazeh, this world, and Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh with the letter Hey. Olam Haba with the letter Yud. This is a Yud and a Hey. This is part of Hashem's name, says the Gemara. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world with the letter Hey for you to do Teshuvah. Teshuvah, you know what it means? That I understand this world is only a part of the destination. The second half of the destination is the letter Yud, number 10. This is Yom Kippur. Yom says the Gemara, Shinitnu bo Luchot. It says, you know what happened Yom Kippur? Moshe came down with the second set of the Luchot. So what? Of course it's a big thing. No, you don't understand. You know what's going to be in Olam Haba? You're going to learn Torah all day long, says the Rambam. He says, when Moshe brought the Luchot, the Torah, he says, everybody was happy. He says, why are you happy? Don't do. The Rabbanim come every day with, no, don't do. Enough is enough. You don't understand. It says, the more don't do, the more you're close to Olam Haba. The more you reform a conservative, you go further and further from Olam Haba. The idea is, ki b'yad naitzu olamim. Says the Gemara, have in your mind all day long, Hashem created this world with the letter Hey for you to Teshuvah. It says, what does Hashem want you to do Teshuvah for? Because Hashem wants you in Olam Haba. Hashem gave Naval so much food and so much money for what you need it for. In 10 days you're going to be dead. What do you need of this fortune? Your fortune is a tool to get Olam Haba. Let's say tzedakah, matzila mimavet. It says because Hashem gave you money in order to accomplish something with your money. If you waste your money, it means you become a physical, you become materialistic. It says it's the opposite of creation. So Yeshayahu Navi, Hashem created the two worlds in one world, part of Hashem's name. Yud and Hey, you better aim to the Yud. This is Yom Kippur. Hashem said, you know, Yom Kippur, up to a date, you may eat, you're not going to get punished. Because it means it's a different size. It's not because Hashem does not want you to eat. Hashem wants you to have kind of Shabbat from food. Nishbot me'achila, says the Rambam. Yom Kippur is not, don't eat. No. You're not supposed to feel in Yom Kippur hungry. You're not supposed to feel in Yom Kippur that you suffer like the other Taniyot. You're supposed to feel, why don't you eat today? He says, you know, why don't I drive today? Same thing. Why? When you don't drive on Shabbat, you feel sad. You feel something hurting you. Same thing, says the Rambam, is not written Yom Kippur. It's not Hashem wants you to suffer. Hashem wants you stop eating. Stop eating. Stop eating means, on Yom Kippur means up to the size of a date. It means you didn't eat nothing. He said, what do you do? I'm son of Olam Haba. Here's my wife next to me. I don't touch my wife. She's my wife. But in Gan Eden, in Olam Haba, I also sit down next to my wife. I won't touch my wife there. And I won't have any plate with Choresh in front of me. Or Kalapeche. Nothing. I gave nothing. I don't want to eat. What are you going to do over there? Learn Torah. Yom Kippur. Says the Mishnah. Lo hayemim tevim l'Yisrael, ketu b'avchim ha-Kippurim. The second best day of the year is Yom Kippur. Chag Sameach. What Sameach? No, you don't understand. 10 days I did Teshuvah. 10 days I became a relative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Become a relative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come Yom Kippur. You know? What did you accomplish? I tell you what I accomplished. I accomplished that I know that I understand the purpose of creation is two olamot, olam hazeh, an olam haba. I am Baal Teshuvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world with the letter H that resembles Teshuvah. And where am I going? I'm going to the letter Yud, to Olam Haba. That's my purpose. That's called Teshuvah Shelema. Let's say 18. Hashemin avinu l'toratecha. I want Torah. V'karvenu malkenu l'avodatecha. I want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'karvenu malkenu. V'kiravtanu malkenu l'shimcha ha'gadol sela be'emet. Every time in tefillah, we say kervanu, kervanu. That can become closer. We become a relative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A relative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that I know what Hashem made is this world and the next world. I want to be here and I want to be there. It says, on Yom Kippur, that's what Teshuvah is. I understand the purpose of creation. It says, you understand the purpose of creation? Go. Go to the vineyard. Go look for your wife. Go look for your wife. Because the Olam Haba is coming. You need to have a wife next to you in the Olam Haba. Go get a wife. Says the Gemara, the girls used to dance over there. Ugly girls also. And they said, hey, mister, doesn't matter. How do I look? What do I look? Where you? And have to be Miss America. Big deal. You have to have a wife with Olam Haba, says the Zohar. You got to have a wife. How can you risk Olam Haba by not having a wife? A Kohela Gadol had to have a wife on Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur, that's the day that tells us this is number 10. Number 10 is the letter Yud. Says the Gemara, Yud resembled Olam Haba. To tell you, only few people will attend in Olam Haba. That's why Yud is so small. Because Baruch Hu would have made Yud much bigger. Yud, the letter Yud in the alphabet is the smallest letter. Why Hashem made it this way? Says the Gemara, because Yud resembled Olam Haba. This is Asara Betishrei. This is Yom Kippur, is Yud Betishrei. This is this to tell you, this is the destination of Olam Haba. Not too many people will have it. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, Motei Yom Kippur, it's irrelevant if you be here another year. What difference does it make? So, You pay bills and taxes a year, one more year. Or you can vote for another election. For this, you hear. But if you reach a Yom Kippur, the destination, let you know, I want to be in Olam Haba, so Hashem takes you to Olam Haba. So you go to Olam Haba. So Hashem said, you know what? You got it. Now you go home, you're hungry, go eat. Ki kvar ratza Hashem et ma'asecha. Hashem accepted with love what you did. He says, the ta'anit that you did is to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu you want to Olam Haba. He didn't wear shoes because you know Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, no shoes. You don't take a shower on ta'anit because on Yom Kippur because in Olam Haba, you don't need a shower. You sit down, and you mezif ha'shechina. So the Gemara says, you can't even imagine what Olam Haba is. Says the Gemara, says you have no idea what's going to be there. You know, says the Gemara, one thing I do know. You sit down on the table, lo achila, lo shtia, no food, no Coca-Cola, no pizza, no popcorn. It's not a baseball game. He said, what are you going to do? I said, sit with my wife, and I learn Torah, and I have pleasure from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Shabbat, Shabbaton. That's Yom Kippur called Shabbat, Shabbaton. Chag Sameach, Yom Kippur is Chag Sameach. It's not, go down. Yeah, I go down, I cry that I didn't behave. But Hashem told me, okay, I created this world with the letter, hey, you can do teshuva. You can come back to me. You can come back to me. But only one condition, that you know what the next step is. The next step is the letter Yud. If you don't have letter Yud, what do you mean you come back to me? We stay in this world again? For what you staying here? For what you staying here? I'm staying here, I'm learning Torah here. Because Olam Haba, you can learn Torah. He says, I prepare myself for Olam Haba. The Gemara says, that's the biggest holiday of the year. He says, that's when you go out to the vineyard, you look for the girl. He says, listen, it's Olam Haba, I have to have a wife. And the girl used to be in the vineyard, and the boy used to come, okay, come on, let's go. He said, oh, yesterday he didn't want me. Yesterday he asked me questions, how much money, where you want a wedding. Today he said, forget about it. Yom Kippur, what happened to you? Tashuv, hey, teshuvah, you know the purpose is to get married, to have a wife, because Mashiach is coming. Very soon, give me Olam Haba. We can't be in Olam Haba without a wife. That's what the Mishnah said. That's the Kohen Gadol. Can have Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur without a wife. Because the concept of Yom Kippur is called Ben Olam Haba. It's called Shabbat Shabbaton. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant us with Shabbat Shabbaton Mashiach Rabbi Minamen. Rabbi Chanan ben Akashia Omer. Rabbi Zematzko Yadid Torah V'Yadir.